Hello? 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 We usually don't realize how much something is fucking us up until about 10 years after the trauma. I think that's because we're not taught how to deal with emotions, so no one does. Instead, we run away from them. We distract ourselves. We find things to do that feel good, and it usually involves doing things that doesn't do our body good. And that's how our monsters get worse. It's what happens when you shut your emotions off. When you ignore them. It's literally the same thing as closing the door in someone's face, only it's your own face. It's your own heart. It's your inner child, and they aren't happy about certain things that happened in your past, and they don't know how to process the pain. But what they really want is to feel loved. And they want to cry and let the rage out. They want to know they aren't alone. And they get even more upset the longer you go keeping the door closed. And no matter what you do to block them out, they don't go away. They stay, and they bang on your brains, and they'll make you do crazy things. They'll make you self-hate in a variety of ways, and that self-hate will cause you to do mean things, especially to people closest to you, because they're close to you, and you know you do it. You know you have these personality traits that don't make you look great, and you know you do stuff that you're not proud of, and that resistance within causes the pain to build up more and more momentum. And then the frustration causes you to get even more aggressive in your approach to shutting your feelings out. You put up walls and bury yourself in stuff. You turn the music up so you can't hear how much they hurt, how much they need you to care about yourself. But they can hear you, and they see you, because the walls are actually see-through. And the reality is, we can only live like this for so long. Eventually, one of you will lose control and freak out, and that's when someone will kill themselves, or you'll finally stop ignoring the pain and face yourself. Either way, the only way to win the war within is to heal the heart, to take down the walls and go through all the stuff you put up blocking you off. To take down all the walls and go through all the stuff you put up that's blocking you off. To open up the door and let your feelings come out. But be sure that when you do, that you have surrounded yourself with light and love so that you feel supported as you fall apart. The more you do this process, the more you let go of all the stuff that makes you feel miserable. And eventually you won't feel the way you always did, because your monster won't be in the background making you feel like shit. Instead, you'll feel at peace. You'll feel loved, and you'll be free. This is how you get control of yourself and your life, and how you create an extraordinary life. This is what we all want, but most of us aren't willing to do the work to stop being who we've become long enough to change the momentum. And that's why we're all in for quite a ride. But the good news is, it's never too late to start creating a new life. You just have to be willing to die.